And on to item two, accept comments from the public. Christina, are there any items from the public?
There is one.
Okay, would you like to read that into the record, please?
Yes. Dear members of the board, I recently presented to Contra Costa County. I submitted my application December 23rd, 2019, with retirement date of February 20th, 2020. To date, I have not received a retirement check. Not having any income for the last 3 months and 10 days caused financial hardship for myself and my family. I believe various practices, policies, and procedures unique to Sisera have contributed to the delay of my pension payment, to wit, 60-day maximum limit to submit retirement application, whereas other organizations encourage early notice of retirement to recruit and train replacement. Sisera creates a bottleneck of application for the March 31 COLA timeline by insisting that no application is accepted earlier than 60 days prior to retirement. 3 month delay in issuing first retirement pay. I have not found another pension plan that delays payment for 3 months. In addition, I was told that I will not receive any interest for the 3 months while Sisera holds my money and gains interest. This practice deprives me and all other retirees since the start of this practice hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars in interest earned. Low staffing level. To exacerbate the bottleneck of applications due to the 60-day submission limit, to my knowledge, only two staff members are actually competing for retirement. The board has the fiduciary responsibility to ensure that the best interests of the beneficiaries are served. Gaining fund interest by delaying pension payment is unethical and immoral as it is financial gain for Sisera at the expense of financial hardship to individual retirees. Hoping for your attention to this issue, Cynthia Rulig.
Todd, I had a little trouble hearing all of Christina's recitation of the comment. If that could be forwarded out to us so that I can read it, we can read it. But I just had a little trouble hearing her, so I just want to be sure I got the actual gist of the comment. It sounded fairly broad and detailed.
Yeah,
I did as well as Will. I had a problem hearing her.
Okay, Gail, can that statement be sent to the trustees so that they can get the full gist of what was being presented?
Yeah, we can email it to them.
Okay. So that will be emailed out. So Will and Scott, were you able to at least get some of the information?
Yeah, I caught this. Will, I caught the gist of it. Yes.
Okay.
Same.
Okay, great.
Well, and I know that Gail, this is Candace, I'm sorry to interrupt. Gail has looked into this matter because I forwarded it on to her a couple of weeks ago. And so I don't know, Gail, if it's appropriate for you now, even though the board is not going to have a discussion about it, to give an update on the specific case, or if you want to, through correspondence, advise the board members regarding the resolution of this issue.
We can comment briefly on it, and Tim Hoppe is on the line, and he will be mentioning briefly on this item.
Okay, Tim, are you available?
Yes, I'm moving closer to maybe you can hear me better. In this case, Sisera received incorrect information from the employer. The correct information was then provided and her retirement application was processed.
Okay, thank you, Tim. Did any trustee want to speak at this time?
I had trouble hearing Tim on that one also. So I'm wondering if the audio for staff is, I don't know, it just sounds garbled. But I didn't hear the statement from that was read, and I didn't hear Tim very well either.
Okay. Todd's Will. Just a suggestion for Sisera staff at the Sisera office. If they can move closer, possibly to the microphone, because it sounds like it's an audio cancellation thing at the local office there.
Yeah, okay. I think that's a good suggestion.
And are you able to hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. That sounds good.
Yes.
Okay. You know what? Let me just just so everyone's clear. I'll read the public comments so that you're able to hear it, and I'll mention what Tim Hoppe had just said. You're welcome. Dear members of the board, I recently retired from Contra Costa County. I submitted my application December 23rd, 2019 for a retirement date of February 20th, 2020. To date, I have not received a retirement check. Not having any income for the last 3 months and 10 days caused financial hardship for myself and my family. I believe various practices, policies, procedures unique to CICERA have contributed to the delay of my pension payment. To wit, 60-day maximum limit to submit retirement application. Whereas other organizations encourage early notice of retirement to recruit and train replacement, CICERA creates a bottleneck of application for the March 31 COLA timeline by insisting that no application is accepted earlier than 60 days prior to retirement. 3 month delay in issuing first retirement pay. I have not found another pension plan that delays payment for 3 months. In addition, I was told that I will not receive any interest for the 3 months while CICERA holds my money and gains interest. This practice deprives me and all other retirees since the start of this practice, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars in interest earned, low staffing level to exacerbate the bottleneck of application due to the 60-day submission limit. To my knowledge, only two staff members are actually computing retirement. The board has a fiduciary responsibility to ensure that the best interests of the beneficiaries are served. Gaining fund interest by delaying pension payment is unethical and immoral, as it is financial gain for CICERA at the expense of financial hardship to individual retirees. Hoping for your attention to this issue. Tim Hoppe had made the statement that we had received incorrect information from the employer. We did receive the correct information and the retirement application was processed.
Okay, thank you, Gail. That was a lot more clear. Did anyone have difficulties with that?
No, it was loud and clear.
Okay, great. Any further comments on this item?
This is Scott. I guess in light of listening to it, I mean, that was a very eloquently stated objection and concern about what happened. I guess the good news is when you have a monthly net of $42.5 million, the number of these kinds of communications is fortunately minimal. This one stands out. It sounds like an unfortunate circumstance. I guess I'd like to hear a little more granular understanding of what happened, just looking at it from the retiree's perspective. And I realize we're not under the Brown Act, we're not discussing this beyond what the reaction is, and I'm not asking for substantive input. I'm just saying that based on what the retiree has said, it raises a lot of concerns in terms of rectifying what may be an employer error, as stated, and whether and to what extent that only impacts the retiree, and that there's no, fix or remedy to address the delay. So I'd like to hear more about it when we're in a better situation, i.e. we can return to meeting room meetings and have a little more thoughtful discussion if needs be. It could be this is a one-off, I don't know, but I guess I'd like to hear more about it in the future when the time gets better.
Okay, thank you, Scott. And Gail, I'm sure that was noted.
If I could add to Scott, this is John, if we could have some kind of a timeline, Gail, when you put that together, and Tim, when did we receive it? How long, at what point did we find out the information was an error? How long did it take us to correct? When did the check ultimately go out to commencing the retirement program or retirement benefit, that kind of thing? So, I'm just adding on to Scott's request.
Thank you, John.
We can prepare that.
Thank you.
Any further reaction?
Yeah, this is Jerry. I have one. Obviously, this individual has been inconvenienced. I understand that. I recognize it. It's not something that is a standard of a performance that Sisera strives for. And certainly I'm interested in hearing whether or not there's any pattern here that we might be able to rectify with the employer. I guess I feel obligated to suggest, and using the expression that I've heard some lawyers use in the past, her letter may in fact be eloquent, you can describe it as you will, but it includes a number of facts without evidence to support them. Another suggestions, assumes facts not in evidence, I think is the letter implies intent on Cesare's part. And I kind of hate to hear the word unethical used. It seems to be a default position in so many letters that come to us, so many comments. It suggests intent on the board's part or intent on the staff's part. And I think, as we all know, nothing could be further from the truth. Let's figure out what happened. Let's rectify it, but let's not assume that this letter somehow is indicative or reflective of the standard of service that Cesare is in fact providing to all of its members.
Thank you, Jerry. Any final reactions? Okay, seeing none, I thank the retiree for their comments. On to item, and Christina, can you just verify there have been no further public comments?
There haven't been.
Okay, thank you, Gail.